Merci. Thank you, Madam Chair. It is a great honor for me to give this talk on behalf of Mali Permanent Mission representative in Geneva here. During recent years, Mali faced with several epidemics: dengue fever, Lassa fever, and Ebola virus disease. The security crisis ongoing in the northern and central parts of the country are also challenging public health programs implementation and creates a risk of bioterrorism and increased biosecurity and biosafety issues across the country. Mali has implemented a number of biosafety and biosecurity measures under the guidance of the earlier National Biosecurity Framework, which primary goal is focused on the regulation of genetically modified microorganism manipulation and introduction into the country. In recent years, under the leadership of the Malian Association of Biosecurity and Biosafety, the biosafety issues has been dealt through a much larger focus to include the aspects and components of the biosecurity. This approach will help address the global biorisk management in Mali. For the key past and recent activities, implemented and adopted measures include conducting risk assessment within some laboratories across the country, developing biosecurity curricula for trainings, developing and disseminating tools and techniques on biomedical waste management, and providing ad hoc training to some healthcare workers on biosecurity and transportation of infectious substances. These activities underline the need of articulated plans and strategies at the national level. The National Biosecurity Framework developed to tackle the regulation of genetically modified microorganisms is not exhaustive and does not have a legal binding task force. The government of Mali has been involved and agreed with different international conventions related to biosafety and biosecurity, such as the ratification of the Biological Weapons and the Chemical Weapons Convention. Our government adopted the UN Security Council Resolution 1540 as well. The joint external evaluation of IHR core capacities in Mali was conducted in June 2017. From this evaluation, the following strengths and/or best practices were highlighted: the existence of a dynamic and committed biosafety and biosecurity association, lot of training session held in biological risk management, 14 members of this association with IBA certification, a fixed and mobile BSL-free laboratories that enable the detection of dangerous pathogens like hemorrhagic fever viruses, among which Ebola virus, existence of a disaster contingency plan, ORSAC plan, and a national strategy on disaster risk reduction, the institutionalization of the National One Health Platform by the Prime Minister. The Malian Association for Biosafety and Biosecurity received in October 2016 funding from the Global Partnership Programme of Global Affairs Canada to strengthen the Malian National System for Biosafety and Biosecurity. International collaborators for this joint project include the International Federation of Biosafety Associations, IFBA, the Public Health Agency of Canada, FAC, and the Pain Management and Development Consultant, PMDC. The project overall objective is to develop a global national biosafety and biosecurity framework in the Republic of Mali. For its implementation, a launch workshop was held in Bamako in January 2017 with stakeholders to establish a new multidisciplinary national working group of 15 members composed of an executive board and ad hoc thematic working groups. The first key step of the project consisted to identify, collect, collate all relevant oversight approaches in Mali related to biosafety and biosecurity, and then formulate a recommendation. The following key recommendation came from the phase one activities of the project. One, develop a law on biosafety and biosecurity applied to pathogens and toxins. Create a national agency for biological risk management in Mali. Establish Malian standards on laboratory biological risk management. Develop and implement a national biosafety and biosecurity policy and its 5 years strategic plan. develop and implement a national multi-sector and multidisciplinary training and education program on biosafety and biosecurity. These recommendations that meet the key priorities of Mali-ISR joint external evaluation are outlined in the proposal of the Association Phase 2 GPP project. For the perspective and needs for Mali to implement BWC Article 10, we have a need of technical and financial assistance to fully implement the activities of Malian Association of Biosecurity Phase 2 GPP project to meet WHO ISRGE, and assistance from European Union to sensitize Malian stakeholders on BWC, and last, to speed the appointment of Mali BWC focal point. So I would like to thank Public Health Agency of Canada, IFBA, GPP Canada, BEP, and GIZ from Germany. Thank you very much.